You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
The Heron includes depictions of violence and other subject matter that may be upsetting for some listeners. Listener discretion is advised.
Mom.
What?
What are you watching?
Roma. Miss? Yes, another one. A real double this time, please.
Mom.
Thanks. Huh?
Can I talk to you?
You waiting for the national anthem?
I'm going to start doing extra backhands before practice.
Sure.
And work with Coach Johnson on my serve.
Okay.
And refocus in the film room.
Well, that should do it.
No, and I'm going to meditate before bed so I can actually stay asleep, and I'm canceling my Netflix. Maybe I should try Adderall. A lot of the girls are on it. They seem so focused.
Yeah, that'll help you sleep.
Mom, wait.
What?
This will never happen again. I will never play like that again.
Kelsey, maybe you should start writing things down before you say them out loud.
It's not like it was an easy draw. Hargrave is a top 10 player.
Dumpy Hargrave? Did you see those thunder thighs? You could have easily tired her out. You were lost out there. It was like watching Helen Keller trying to change a fucking light bulb.
I don't know what happened.
And when did your backhand get so fucky?
I'm exhausted. I can't sleep.
You know, I told you she was a hand grenade.
Who?
You know who.
I don't have a choice.
Oh, there's always a choice. You should know better than to trust the Brits. We're Irish, for God's sake. They killed us like chickens. It's not the film room, it's you. You're weak. And that Jew's making you weaker. I mean, how many times I gotta tell you, you're either the wolf or the sheep.
I understand.
Well, then I wanna hear it.
Mom.
You do it, or you can find some other way to get home from the airport.
Not here.
You fucking do it right now, you hopeless little twerp. Kelsey.
Please.
One. Two.
Bah.
Louder.
Bah.
Louder.
Bah.
Honestly, I don't know why you provoke me. Hey. Yeah, you. What are you looking at? Yeah, that's right, fucking nothing. Watch your stupid fucking Avengers. Yes. Hi, could I get one more? Same. Yes, double. Thank you so much. I still don't know how you got me roped into this, but it ends today. You understand?
I have to keep seeing her to stay on the team.
Don't you see? She's messing up your head to keep you coming back. That's how these Jews work.
She's British.
Well, they're everywhere. All shrinks are Jews. Why do you think Jews are so neurotic?
That's so racist.
Ugh, anti-Semitic. If anything, it's anti-Semitic, Kelsey. Jesus, what, you skipping meals and class these days? First round? Straight fucking sense, Kelsey! I end it!
She's not why I'm losing.
Yeah, we all know Netflix.
You're obsessed with her.
She's fucking with my life. Oh, in my work, people are usually afraid of what they might reveal about themselves because in sports psychology, everything is connected. I'd like to run that bitch over with a glass-bottom truck.
She can kick me off the team if I just stop going.
Be doing the team a favor while you're playing.
Why are you always doing this? What is it going to take for you to be nice to me?
Honestly, I don't know. You're a born loser.
Can I get you anything? I finally got some Gatorade. Coach T said you like Glacier Freeze, so I got that.
I'm fine.
Okay. Would you like to talk about Atlanta?
No.
Everyone has bad tournaments.
Not me. Not like that.
Your hands look worse. Have you been taking notes when you're rubbing them like we talked about?
Nope.
You might do it in your sleep.
I definitely don't think that's it.
I see. So you're still not sleeping?
Not since I started seeing you.
It's also the same time as you made the allegations about Anastasia. Kelsey? Are you all right?
You're a Jew, aren't you?
What? Why would you ask me that?
All psychiatrists are Jews. That's why Jews are neurotic.
I promise you that's not true. Jews who don't see psychiatrists are plenty neurotic. That was a joke, Kelsey. It's okay to laugh.
I know that.
When was the last time you laughed?
Don't change the subject. Admit it.
Admit what? Did your mother tell you that?
It's not funny.
It's a little funny at this point. You've been fighting me for 2 weeks.
Where did you even go to medical school?
Tufts.
Never heard of it.
Kelsey, I'm the highest paid employee at this school for a reason. Now let's get to what's really going on.
No. This is over.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I finished second in that same tournament last year. I finished 73rd this time. And the girls were younger.
Well, if you're not sleeping...
Because I've become so neurotic from coming here. Listen, CN. Listen. I need to be practicing. I don't have time for this. What do you feel? What do you think? Psychobabble. It's making my brain fucking crazy.
This work takes time, Kelsey.
You're the problem. This is the problem. I can't keep coming here. I have to put my career first. Goodbye.
Kelsey, before you go, you should know something. Anastasia attempted suicide last week.
What?
Thought you should know.
Serves her right.
Kelsey, before you go, you should know something. Anastasia attempted suicide last week.
What?
Thought you should know.
Conniving fucking bitch.
Mom, what are you doing?
When CN mentioned Anastasia, the attempted suicide, you stayed.
What are you talking
Didn't
about?
Didn't you?
What are you talking
you
about?
You fucking stayed! Don't lie to me in my own fucking home, Kelsey. You stopped the recording, you sat back down, and you asked her about Anastasia.
I didn't. I left. I left. I swear I haven't even seen her.
Don't you move.
It's freezing. Let go of me. You're hurting me.
Open your mouth.
No.
Open your fucking mouth. Don't make me get out my black heels again.
What are you going to do?
Open it. Open it! Now swallow it. Swallow it, you little shrimp. And if you see that nosy twat again, if you say anything about this, it is all over. You understand me? No more tennis. It's fucking Amway for you. Get rid of her!
I did.
Do you have any idea what I do for you?
I know what you do for me. Please, can I get my towel? I am freezing.
Oh, are you? Good. Don't you fucking move. You want to end up like me? Is that what you want? You want to ruin every relationship you've ever had so you can be in the fucking Diamond Club?
No.
Do you know what it's like to lie to every person you care about?
You made me help you with Aunt Sally.
No. You don't know. Trust me. But these are the things I've done for you!
I didn't stay. I left. I swear.
Just get rid of her!
I have. I did!
You better not be lying.
I'm not. I swear. Who's that?
Pizza. And you're gonna eat every single fucking piece. I don't care if we have to sit at that table all night. Do you understand? Every piece.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Kelsey, would you like to sit back down? What did you do there with your phone?
How did she do it?
Have you been secretly recording our sessions?
Was it pills?
For your mother?
I know she was on Xanax.
If you'd like to sit back down, I'll tell you. Is that where the neurotic Jew hypothesis came from? Your mom? She wanted to hear you say that to me, didn't she?
It's all my fault.
It's not, darling. Anastasia's fine. She's enrolled at the top tennis school in Moscow.
You made it up?
I made it up.
Why?
I'm sorry, but I needed to get your attention. I needed to understand what got into you today.
That's so fucked up.
Have you ever heard of the story of the Eskimo?
So fucked up.
Ask yourself how I knew it would work. Why it affected you so deeply. Have you ever heard the story of the Eskimo and the wolf?
What do you think?
Whenever a wolf would start coming around, the Eskimo would take a very large knife and put blood on the blade. And he'd jam the handle deep in the ground and go to bed. Now the wolf, he smells the blood and finds the knife. And he licks the blade and cuts himself. But he's so hungry he keeps licking and licking. And now he's eating his own blood. He just doesn't know it. And he won't stop until it's too late.
How can you just lie like that?
Kelsey, it's time to talk about what's really going on.
What are you talking about?
Kelsey, you can trust me.
Not with this.
You don't think I already know everything you're afraid to tell me? Fine. Why don't you tell me why you think you are having trouble sleeping?
How would I know?
You're very bright.
All I know is I fall asleep fine, but then I wake up at 3 o'clock, and then I just lay there, wide awake, until I go lift at 7. Then I'm exhausted all day.
You're not the only one.
That happens to you?
No, but it's definitely going around. It's the age of anxiety.
I hate social media. She's really okay?
Yes. What are you thinking about while you're laying there from 3 to 7? Anastasia, I bet.
Of course.
The night she upset you.
Sometimes.
Would you like to finally talk about that night? Now that your mom isn't listening?
No.
I think it may be the inflection point to all of this.
It's not that.
Okay, fine. Are you smoking?
Cigarettes? No.
Drinking alcohol or caffeine at night?
No.
How about Adderall? Do you take that?
No, but maybe I should.
So it's not physical? How about any reoccurring dreams? Tell me about the dream.
I've been having it for years. It's really weird.
More often now?
Yes.
I'd like to hear more about it.
It's too weird.
They're dreams.
It's me, but I have a different name.
What's your name?
Serena.
Okay. What's Serena like?
She's like me, but she lives in California. She's an orphan. But really, she has no parents because she's actually an alien. And she's just waiting around.
Waiting for what?
The mothership to get her. What does that mean?
What do you think the dream means?
I don't know.
Try.
Am I the wolf in that story with the Eskimo?
Yes. But it's not too late. I can help you win again, if you let me.
I've been letting you.
Not like this. Now you're finally being honest for the first time, aren't you?
Yes.
I wanted to ask you, how did you get that scar over your eye?
This one?
Yeah.
I don't remember. I think I banged it into my kitchen cabinet door.
Your mother said on the phone you got it as a baby on the coffee table.
Yeah, that's right.
You sure?
Yes.
Is your mother abusing you?
Don't say that. She works a job she hates and takes care of my brother so I can go to school here.
That's the saddest thing. Everyone has their reasons.
No, you're wrong. She's helping me. I could be stuck at home with her.
You can help someone and still be cruel to them.
Everyone is mean to me. The coaches, the girls, my opponents. The whole school is dog eat dog. It's part of the game. Iron sharpens iron.
Until it's so worn down, it snaps.
I won't snap.
One could argue you already have. Because right now, without your identity as a winner, you are completely sensitive to any threat. Like you said, it's dog eat dog. So any threat can totally crush you. So the question is, how do we move you back up to be pack leader before you totally lose control?
I don't know if I can.
You bloody well try. Because if you can start winning again, I think I can get you paid endorsements and a scholarship.
What? How?
The dean will do it if I tell him. So ask yourself, if your mother didn't have to pay for school anymore and you started making money, if she had no power over your independence, how would that make you feel?
She'll never let that happen.
I know it's scary. But I've seen you play. I've been watching your film. I know in my heart that you can become one of these cherished celebrity tennis stars. But you have to listen to me, and we have to find a way to get some independence from your mother. Did you hear me?
You don't know her. I mean, if that happens, she'll have a stroke.
It's a tall task for sure. But it will never be safe to stand up to anyone who uses fear to control their environment.
But what does that say about me?
What you need to understand, it is even more unsafe to continue to let her control you.
And what about my brother?
What about him? What about your brother?
I'm her distraction.
And you're worried she'll turn on him without you around. Is that what you're saying? Nobody can predict the future. So you have to do what's best for you. And you know that, don't you? That's why you didn't leave and came back in, isn't it? You know when I said my dad would take me looking for herons?
Yeah.
He'd do that to keep me away from my mother.
I don't like change.
No one does. But the key to any successful life is learning to be comfortable being uncomfortable.
So what happens next?
I teach you the system.
What's the system?
Get on the floor in that corner of the room.
What? Why?
There's a lockdown.
A shooter?
Yes, go. Don't move, Kelsey. Stay right there. The police are on their way.
Open the door.
What do you want?
Open the door.
Not until you tell me what you want.
You?
I don't know who you are.
Maya?
What's your name?
You know it!
I promise you, I don't. Tell me your name.
Taylor!
Okay, Taylor. I need you to put down the gun.
No.
You have to.
No.
The police will shoot you on sight.
It's gonna be the second of the day. I can't be touched. Every person who looks at me.
I'm so sorry you feel that way, Taylor. Tell me your last name.
You know it.
I don't know you. But if you put down the gun, I can help you. We can talk.
Yeah. You'll just talk to me.
Yes.
And that'll help me.
Yes. I'm going to open the door now, okay?
No, don't do that.
Okay. Taylor? Okay. I'm going to open the door now.
The Heron was written and directed by Matthew McCarty and Charles Hopkins. Sound design, editing, and music by Chris Folsom. Produced by Justin Miklas and Matthew McCarty, with performances by Hermione Lynch, Nina Zarr, Maggie Staples, and Katie Walter.
Louis Scarcella was the greatest homicide detective of his generation.
I am the protector of these people. I am the guardian that they need.
Derek Hamilton was the best jailhouse lawyer of his.
And the law was my girlfriend. It was all I had.
What happens when a group of convicted felons take on the cop who put them away?
We gotta attack Scarcella.
Come and get me.
Listen to new episodes of The Burden on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.